I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, he's so tough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Councilman Now podcast. We are live for Australia Day. Happy Australia Day, Bluey. Something we're going to talk about today in depth is the Australia Day debate, if you will, change the date, etc., etc. And I expect that left-wing Blue will make himself well-known.
Yeah. How's he going? It's good to see you.
Good, bro. Yeah. But we are live every single week on Patreon, but we thought we'd go live to everyone today. So make sure you check out the Patreon. It's $1 a month. Bluey, mate, welcome back. First time in a couple of weeks without a guest, so it's good to have...
It's just the boys. Just the fellas, bit of boy time.
Someone actually said on the Patreon the other day, because we posted up our video with Lee Priest, which was a great podcast.
What a lunatic.
One of my favourites. You should listen to that. They posted a thing and it said, oh, I wish they'd just go back to doing videos with themselves. I was like, mate, we did. It's been a week. Like, fucking chill out,
people,
bro.
Just can't get enough of the boys.
Can't get enough of the bizoys.
How good?
I tell you what.
Lee was fucking ridiculous.
Mate,
he was great.
He was a gun.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Great guy. Like,
I'm very surprised some of the things that he has lived through.
And very open, just talking about everything.
And I saw his dick.
He showed it, like, it was like 10 minutes into the podcast. He was showing us photos of his... like throbbing member.
I wish more guests would do that.
Yeah, it should be like a prerequisite now. Anyone we're going to get on's got to get their doodle out.
I'm just going to share the old thing.
What, the photo of Lee's dick?
Yeah.
No, the please. Fucking,
please do. What's been happening?
I saw you in Sydney for the...
Well, we went down and we... because I do some videos for the UFC and we went down to interview Volkanovski... Alexander Volkanovski and Islam Makhachev.
The boys.
So they're fighting in Perth, which thankfully I'll be at.
That's
with,
soon.
With little Dicky.
Early Feb? Mid-Feb, early Feb?
Yeah, I think it's... When is it? It's middle of Feb or... Nah, the 11th or 12th, I think it is. So we went down to interview them and just to have a bit of a chat to them. And I was fine interviewing Volk because I've done that a couple of times.
I was wondering how you'd go with Islam.
Because Islam's from Dagestan in Russia.
The Dagestanis.
And so we drive down and I've got a whole list of questions, some like serious ones. And I went in with a game to play with both of them because the UFC wanted a game. And I don't like doing the games. I take myself seriously in these things.
I know,
but
you do.
They wanted to do a game.
How's Islam's sense of humor? He doesn't seem like the funniest dude ever.
I made him smile.
Did ya?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Can we pull up a photo of Islam at Makhachev? Because there's this one face that he pulls all the fucking time.
All the Dagestani dudes are the same. They're just like, we're just here to kill people. Like, so they're not.
He, yes. Like, literally, that is. See that,
that
face?
One, the one, the white one.
The white with the white that's background. That's literally how he looked the entire day. So it was very, very funny.
I would imagine you just be like, so Islam, how are you enjoying Sydney? And he'd just be like.
So we went down, and that's if you go down, that's where we went. And we went down to see.
Oh, that's funny.
Nice one, Gabe. Yeah. So that was the face. Click on that. That is the face.
Yeah.
It's taking its time to load.
That's so great.
This is exactly what we were dealing with. So Islam Makhachev is a dude that, you know, comes out of fucking Dagestan, and all they do is wrestle.
That's all they wrestle bears.
All they
when
do
they're
is wrestle. Like, that's where. So he was. He was Khabib Nurmagomedov's protege, basically. Yeah, so we went down, talked to him. He's undefeated in the UFC. So is Volkanovski. So it's a big, big fight. Volk's going up about 10 pounds in weight division. So he's going up a weight division from featherweight to lightweight. And I think Volk can definitely win because Volk's looking good.
This guy's a psycho, though.
That is his face. He pulled all... fucking day.
I don't think he pulled the face. I think that's just his face.
Man, and so That was how he went all day. It was so crazy.
I don't know if the Dagestani boys are too big on the media training. I think they just feel like we're just here to wrestle.
The poor prick. He had... I'll get
They'd
into,
hate that
I'll,
stuff.
I'll tell you why that was his face all day. I'll tell you in a sec. So we get there. We film with Volk. Have a great time.
Volk's the man.
Have a laugh. Volk is the man.
He does his own like cooking series and stuff on YouTube.
Cooking with Volk. Volking with Volk. Looking bigger. Looking great. Looking fit. He waltzes in. Good to see you. It's funny though because... We were there with the other media organisations. So it went like Lad Bible, ESPN, me.
Butterfield. Are you there on behalf of the UFC or are you just like freelancing?
I basically work for UFC Fight Pass. So cool. That's sort of how it works.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's awesome. By the way, Gabe, got to get that video off to him, so hurry up.
That's why, like many other media outlets, we've been so quiet on the Dana White situation.
Yes.
Just like everybody else.
Just like, I've been watching his slap fighting. That's hilarious. You should go check it out.
There was a great bit in that video where like he said he loved the weather and you're just wet as. And you're like, yeah, real good weather. And his alarm just goes, rain.
Rain.
Just like this weird little smile.
It was. So that video will be out soon. But yeah, no. Dana White's slap fighting, the competition that's coming out, is amazing
to
watch.
Looks insane.
It's insane. People are even, they're upset about, I saw like all these comments about people going, why would you bring this out? It's dangerous. It's like, mate, the whole thing.
That's what they do.
Everything's fucking dangerous. So
great bit of marketing from him, slapping his missus. I shouldn't say this for long. Great bit of marketing.
The poor bloke, he was, well, you shouldn't do that. And he said he shouldn't do it, but he shouldn't have done it. And he's copped it from everywhere. And you should see the comment sections. They're fucking roasting the poor.
And he's still doing Fuck It Friday?
Yeah, he's just rolling with it.
Just plowing on.
But he did. He made a good point in his video. He's like, what do you want me to do? Step down for a month? What does that do? You know? And then people in the comment section, should his wife step down from her job? Like,
yes, I mean, she did hit him.
Yeah. So it's a whole fuck situation, and I'm on Dana's side. So
moving on.
So we went down with Volk.
Well, we got some slap fighting.
Oh, yeah. So have a look at this. It's insane. She did a fucking flip.
Is this Dana's one, or is this like...
Yeah, this is Dana's new thing.
Oh!
It's so good. I love it. Like, have a look. Like, they tell the person how many like practice shots they're going to do, so like golf practice swings, and then they just hood us. So this is power slap.
Jesus. They're getting Boom. Knocked unconscious.
Road to the title. Yeah.
Do you think it'll catch on?
Oh, yeah, I think so. People love watching this.
Can they train for that?
You just slap the bag.
Is it like, you know, Happy Gilmore when he's like, 356 more days till hockey season? And he like just goes in the hockey nets and just keeps getting drilled. I don't know how else you prepare yourself for that.
I'm not quite sure, but yeah, they definitely could train for that somehow. But yeah, it's a cool little sport. But anyway, so we get in there with Volk, ask him some questions like about the fight and all that type of stuff. And then we play a game with him about doing guessing rhyming slang.
Nice.
I thought of it after well, because you use it all the time. And I thought,
because I talk complete shit all the time. Because
you talk complete shit all the time. But the game I had for Islam.
What did you do?
Was guessing Australian sayings.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so things like mozzie.
Yeah.
Like what's a mozzie?
Yeah.
And there was another one, dry as a dead dingo's donger.
Was he like, what the fuck's going on?
He just goes, what?
That's really good.
Yeah.
That'll be good content.
It is. It'll come out soon.
I can't wait to see it.
So we do the interview with Volk. And how's this? So the ESPN, Lad Bible and all that type of stuff, they did their own interviews. No one came in with them. Like no one went into the room. But when I did mine, everyone came into the room to watch.
Who else?
Like all of their
ESPN
their group,
and everyone.
Everyone came in to watch. So I don't know if they were like waiting for me to slip up or see if I was weird.
Probably
or
waiting for you to, like waiting with their camera phones for you to do something and just ruin everything. That's what I'll be doing.
Maybe they just fucking love the butts.
Yeah, potentially could just be fans
but
too.
But good guys, and it's good to talk to all those people and all that type of stuff.
Fuck yeah.
And then
that sounds fucking so good.
And then the New South Wales opposition leader, Chris Minns, comes in and we're talking about Minzy. The UFC and all that type of stuff. And then Claire went up to him and said, hey, because Dominic Perrottet, who he's running up against in New South Wales in the election, was... There was this photo.
Had a bit of a mishap lately.
A bit of a mishap. He was allegedly wearing a... No, he was. He said he was.
Not alleged. He definitely did it.
Wearing a Nazi outfit at his 21st.
I mean, which, who hasn't?
Who gives a shit, really? But anyway.
It's pretty funny.
I'd do it. It doesn't mean you hate Jews or you love Nazis. It just means it's funny. A bit of a fucked up thing to do. That's why it's funny. So he did that, and then Claire went up to this Chris Minns and goes, "Hey, you're not going to wear any costumes, are you?"
Clary. It's just like classic Claire Gold.
Yeah.
Like she says nothing, perfect. And she just comes out with these like dingers.
And then he's like, I don't know what she said after that. I can't remember. But then he goes, all right, well, we better get going.
They just packed up and left.
And they were in their car in like 30 seconds and gone.
Oh, fuck. So wait, maybe he has, and he was worried that Claire knew.
Well, he might have dressed up as like Pol Pot or something.
Yeah. Some nice Joseph Kony blackface or something.
Yes. So after that happens, we end up going down and walking down to the to that photo that came up. There was some street art. If you look up street art, Alexander Volkanovsky there, Gabe, it'll come up. They did this big painting and mural and
where
stuff.
Were you guys, Sydney?
Sydney, on nice. George Street. So the main centre of...
He's a Wollongong product, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. A Volk. And basically, where is it? It'll be in news. If you go to news, it should be in the news.
He's like pound for, especially since Usman got knocked out, he's like pound for pound the best fighter on the planet.
I don't know where it was. It came up in those images before. It was there. Yeah, if you go back. No, if you go all the way back. Anyway. Anyway, it's... Oh, there it is. There they are, both there. Down the Facebook. Cross that one. Down, left. Jeez. So there was one of those. See,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was really cool.
That's so cool.
So we were having a look at all that type of stuff. And I just fucking hurt me balls when I moved my fucking leg then.
Jesus. I've got squash one.
Pants on and one just like popped.
You don't need the sperm count now. Claire's pregnant. You can just wear the tightest pants you want.
Pop them as much as I want. So we did that. Anyway, we walked down and in come Islam. I hadn't seen him yet. Oh, no, I did see him. We were sitting at... In Queen Victoria Mall,
yep.
Having sausage rolls,
delicious,
and a pie.
Nice, good pie.
How's Dixon? She goes, I'll get us something. She comes out, me and her, three pies, two sausage rolls. I was like,
I don't see the issue.
I was like, my wife, I love you.
That's perfect.
So, I know.
That's
why we just went halves.
That's why she's
the
your
best.
Wife. Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
We're sitting there, and I think it was either because Morgan filmed it for us. He's a
respect
he's,
big Morgs.
He's a cameraman for Nine News. So he said,
professional.
Oh, I said, hey, mate, I need you for this. He goes, all right. Because last time the UFC were mad at us because it apparently wasn't good enough.
Oh, really? The
camera.
Oh,
and
really?
And the edit, they were mad at the
what
edit.
Did you do?
We moved the camera too much.
Okay.
It. So it was an interview. I said, Morgan, hop on. So he hopped on.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, so we got down there and we had the sausage roll factory. It's not a place. It was just
where it was. Rolls.
And I think Morgan or Claire said, oh, here comes Islam. And I look, and he's got this crew with him. He's got his wrestling coach or his coach. He's got his manager, who I think he lives in Australia. And we had a good chat on the day. He's a really good guy. He's and his two kids. And his arms are walking down with that face that he pulls.
just like face.
Expressionless.
He's not pulling it. That's just his face.
And Islam and I lock eyes.
Was this after or before the interview?
Before.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now, normally I just wouldn't do anything. But because I'm about to go and interview this guy in an hour, I thought it's going to be a bit weird if he sees me here and I don't say anything.
Yeah. So you said something weird?
So I said, you're not going to wear a Nazi uniform, are you, mate? I said, yeah, mate, how are you? And he goes, good.
Perfect. Just perfect.
I was like, good on you, mate.
Great icebreaker.
Great icebreaker.
The boys.
So yeah, they do the face off as you saw there in that photo down by that mural on George Street, and then the ESPN guy goes, "Oh, because you guys have got to go back to Newcastle, you want to interview first." So we walk.
Oh, that's good.
And it's pissing down rain. That's why we were so wet. Walk back probably about 500 meters or whatever to the hotel, the Hilton we were filming in, and we walk in. Islam walks in, recognizes me, probably friend of the channel.
I'm sure.
Probably follows me.
I'm sure he's a Patreon member.
We shake hands and he sits down. And you wouldn't believe it, I made him laugh a couple of times.
How good is that?
So I actually made him laugh. But I was hitting him with these questions like dry as a dead dingo's donger. And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't, English not good. and then his fucking manager's telling us that he flew from Dagestan to Vancouver to Sydney and came straight to do those interviews.
Oh, he's just off the plane.
17 hours.
He's tired and you're hitting him with dead dingo's donger.
So, mate, what's a dead dingo's donger?
He's like, I'm sorry, I know English, I'm fucking exhausted.
And then he was going straight from there to a flight to Perth.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
You think they'd, I mean, yeah, they could have done that better.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So long story short, it was a very successful day. Gabe's editing the videos now and they came out pretty good, eh?
That's exciting.
Yeah, it came
out. That's so cool.
There was a great bit in there where, I don't know if I should spoil it, but it was so funny, where you've asked him about, like, you know, UFC martial arts is really taking off, and he just goes, yes, it's going to be a big fight. Like, he just did not know what you
he's
said.
He's so tired.
At all.
He's just on autopilot. Yes, like,
very good. Very good Sydney.
Big fight.
he was walking down the street, and all these young Muslim kids ran over to him, and they laughed.
Yeah.
He's big.
Superstar.
Big in the Muslim community.
Yeah, because all the boys are Muslims, aren't they?
Yeah.
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 And nothing scarier than the white Muslims who don't drink. No one's going to beat these guys.
Well, all they do is wrestle.
All they do is wrestle. None of them drink.
Wrestle,
there's no gambling.
Pray, repeat.
There's no, like, it's there's crazy. No gambling. There's no women. It's just fucking
it's scary.
Wrestling, bread, it, water.
So he literally just grew up wrestling.
Mm.
He's like, Claire asked him, what did she ask him? Like, what he did when he was growing up and, like, what type of sports and all that type of stuff. You just do any other type of sports? He goes, no. No, sorry. She asked him, how's his camp been? It's funny to watch Dixon get all the lingo like nailed down.
Yeah.
She just knows exactly what she's talking about. She goes, so how's, because she loves the UFC, loves MMA. She goes, how's the camp been? And he goes, good, good, good. And she's like, have you changed anything up with this camp? And he's like, no, every camp is the same for every opponent. We don't change.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't do tape on anyone. They would, if you're doing the same camp since he was in nappies.
And like, it's just Claire's like, get in contact with Volk, let him know.
Yeah.
Train.
Oh, mate, they're just like, they're crazy.
Bro, he's so scary. Like,
yeah, they all are.
Isaac asked him, he's like, how does Volk beat you? And like, he just said it so calm, like he meant it. He's just like, I don't really see how he can, pretty much.
Yeah.
He just said, like, how does he win? He's like, I've been thinking, and like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't.
That's scary.
They're monsters.
But in
they're
saying
so
that,
scary.
I think Volk will win. Ooh. I think he can beat
him. Yeah, place your bets. Bluey, who you
gonna be sick, mate. I don't know enough about it. I know Volk's, like, unbelievable, but this bloke's just fucking flogged everyone. Like, Volk's had some good fights, but he's, like, nearly, like, you know, Ortega nearly got him, and, like, he's had a few, like, close things. This bloke hasn't even looked like getting beat.
Yeah.
Like, didn't he just beat Oliveira?
Yeah.
And Oliveira was, like, hammering everyone.
Yeah.
And then he just beat him in, like, fucking... Was it the first round or the second round?
I think he beat him...
It was early in the second round. He just strangled him.
I'm not sure how he beat him. I can't remember.
But like,
he definitely strangled him.
But we love an underdog story. And it's Volk. Like...
Yeah.
It'll be sick. And he's going up. Like, it'll be interesting.
But you know
what, and he'd be the champ.
You know
he'd be double champ.
You know what pissed me off from that whole day was when we were talking to this politician. I was talking to one of his ministers. I don't know what she was doing. And we didn't introduce me as
Minister for small talk.
Minister for conversation.
Oh, I'm the minister for conversation. Please step into my office.
So they want to get 3 UFC main events there a year. That's what they want.
Well, because that's what, didn't Perth, they signed like some contract.
Like,
so it was like, this is the last one.
So I was always thinking, why don't they do Sydney anymore? Because how about this?
Perth had a contract.
Well, this is why this happened though. Why would they want to go to Perth, right? So here's what happened. The New South Wales Sport and Rec, I'm not sure what the actual government organisation is called, but the people who deal with New South Wales Sport, right, they have made it known to these guys and in Parliament that it's not on brand for New South Wales Sport to promote MMA.
Combat sports
in New South Wales. Isn't that
it's
just
not on brand, yeah.
Fucking mad.
It's insane.
So the New South Wales, the government won't have MMA, UFC here in Sydney or here in New South Wales because it's not on brand.
Well, I should head out to Mount Druid or Western Sydney because
it's very,
very
on fucking
it's very
brand.
Fucking on brand for those parts of the state.
Based
are they fucking
based
serious?
Based purely on that, I'm voting Labor in the New South Wales government election. There's a lot
insane.
Of other reasons to do it, but fuck them.
That's insane. It's not on
brand.
Brand.
You idiots.
Yeah, I mean, that's so short-sighted.
And then you look at the comment section on that Chris Minns article and it's all like, why would you be promoting this sport? Particularly, this is the most hilarious one.
Are these like comments?
Yeah, comments. Yeah. This fucking mad Karen. She goes, why would you promote this sport, particularly in Australia right now with the amount of domestic violence that's going on?
I mean, DV's just always going
it's
gonna on.
It's going to happen anyway, dickhead.
It's always happening. The UFC's not making it worse.
Do you think that people are going to watch John Jones up against fucking what's his name? fucking
Cyril Garn. Cyril Garn. Yeah. And then what, go and triangle
and
their
go
wife?
Go and triangle their wife. No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. People just suck.
Once again, look at Mount Druitt. Domestic violence is going to happen.
Yeah, right? He's not going to. Yeah.
If you don't want, if you don't want domestic violence in New South Wales, nuke Mount Druitt.
Yeah.
My grandparents have moved out. They were there for 60 years. So go ahead.
We've got the green light.
We've got the green light. Go ahead.
Oh, it's insane. People just whinge. That's crazy that they would say it's not on brand. Like, you think how much revenue it would bring to the state, the eyes on the state, tourism. Like, people come from, they're like global events.
Do it at like a, people come a stadium.
From, people come from all over the world to see those things and they're like, it's not on brand. It's like, what are
so
you,
that's the inside,
what brand?
That's the inside world. It's not on brand.
What brand are you talking about? It's fucking Sydney. Like,
the brand of it. How does a state have a brand or a city have a brand?
That's
a,
that annoys me.
Yeah, maybe government organisations and all that type of stuff. I won't name who this is, but a group that I tried to do a ghost documentary at, a theatre in Newcastle, a big theatre, they wanted to charge us $4,000 for 4 hours to walk around and go, are you there?
How do they justify? How do they justify? You'd want to find some ghosts for 4 grand.
I want to find a fucking demon in my ass by the time I left.
How do they justify that?
Oh, it's fucking crazy.
It's insane, eh?
Even Maitland Jail, they charged us fucking like $3,500 the first time we did that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
It's funny, hey.
And the second time they had a new guy running it and they gave it to us for free. Is but
revenue rate? What's the...
Oh, it's just because there's red tape and it's all bureaucrats.
Someone's got to sign off on it.
Oh, and at any point you get involved with the bureaucratic system and people doing this and doing that and you got to have this crossed and the dot the T's and cross the I's, all that type of shit, you just run into so many problems. Like even with the UFC, Robin, who is their social media guy, in Australia, great dude, really, really like him. He, because they didn't have someone from the UFC to stand in between the fighters, but they had a security guy to do it.
Like for the face-off?
For the face-off. And I was like, Robin, you have to let me do that. He goes, no way, not a chance.
That'd be great.
I know, but apparently it's to do with...
in case they actually hit each other.
Yeah, and I
you'd
get,
be terrible.
And I get, I'd fucking sort it out, but apparently...
I'd sort it out. Those pussies, you see soft cocks.
Look at the size of Volt compared to me. As long as they don't actually throw any punches.
You can hold him at arm's length.
I got the reach on both of the little bastards. Yeah, so
that's great. That sounds like that's gonna be fucking awesome. That's gonna be so. Is it an Optus Stadium? Is it at the big stadium?
It's at like OPIC or
okay,
some sort of theater, not theater, arena.
Is it a theater? They're gonna fight on the stage.
is that an arena? 15,000 people. The UFC only does small numbers.
Yeah,
at every event they only do small numbers.
Yeah,
but the money is in the pay-per-views anyway.
Yeah,
but they could do what they did in Melbourne a few years ago.
Yeah.
That Ronda Rousey fight had 52,000 people there.
Did they have that at the MCG?
No, they had it at...
Margaret Court or one of them.
It was the fucking one, this, either the Storm player.
Marvel or Amy Park.
Might have been Marvel or Amy Park.
Yeah.
But yeah, 52,000 people. They could do that in Sydney easily.
Yeah, there's like so many good like venues.
You put on a big card.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get fucking 80,000 people
there. They always do when they come out. There's always a good card. Like they always... What was it? Did Whittaker and Adesanya fight over there last time?
They had the rematch, didn't they? And then it got canned. Wasn't that the sort of thing? Or I don't know. Something.
It's not important.
One of the rematches got canned from memory. But so this episode of this podcast is named the Australia Day podcast. I used to get pretty blind on Australia Day.
Everyone did.
I haven't in a couple of years, not for any particular reason. I just
get headaches.
I just fucking, I'm busy.
Got other stuff going on.
I got other things going on, but... I've actually got two other podcasts on this afternoon after this for other people.
Wow, so, here?
Zoom.
Oh.
Here.
So much.
Busy.
That's four today.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
So it's going to be good. And then I'm going to go for a beer this afternoon.
Good.
But obviously, there's a lot of conversation surrounding Australia Day and change the date. And Blue, you're a pretty of a left-wing guy.
Lefty Blue.
Have you got Lefty Blue on the fucking...
Have we got a Lefty Blue soundbite?
So
I'll give you one. You're going to get one.
What are your thoughts on Australia Day?
Yeah, I think we might have probably been doing this a year because I feel like we spoke about this last
probably.
Year. But yeah, I mean, this you sort of it's in recent times. Like I'm of the opinion, like you and I both grew up playing footy with Indigenous boys, got Indigenous mates, and I'm of the opinion that like if it means something to the boys, as in like. Invasion Day, whatever you want to call it, and they don't like it, then I think that needs to be respected. And like, I don't, as long as we get a public holiday, I don't give a fuck what day it's on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. What bothers me is the divisive stuff that happens. Because like you said, up until 5 years ago, four years ago, we were pissing up and listening to the Hottest 100 on Australia Day.
Yeah.
No one gave a fuck. And I think it's sort of symptomatic of where we're at with this kind of like, you can call it like woke culture or whatever. Because literally no one, like, I mean, people cared, but no one, it was never a big conversation, a big thing until like the last few years. Like you said, Triple J, which is like the fucking mecca for woke people. Mm. We had the Hottest 100 on Australia Day every fucking year. It was a huge party right up until they only stopped doing it like fucking 3 years ago or 2 years ago. So,
and they only changed that to basically go, look at us.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that like people shouldn't be, because like you say, like Australia's got a pretty shameful history of the way we've treated Indigenous people. That can't be argued.
No.
And if January 26th is symbolic of like that kicking off for Indigenous people, change the date. Mm. Couldn't care less. Like I said, as long as you get a public holiday, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is where, like Vice, you've had your issues with Vice magazine.
Sure.
Vice post articles and they go, I've got one up. I was looking at it, I'm going, this is fucking garbage. And they're going, you know, like, here's what you can do. Here are things you can do. And it's always shared, and check your news feeds and tell me if I'm wrong, but it's always shared by white fucking chicks that live in affluent suburbs going, here's how we can be a better ally for our Indigenous brothers and sisters. Like, I know for a fact you don't have any black mates.
Yeah.
But they want to, everyone wants to get on a pedestal and do a bit of grandstanding about this issue that, you know, is an issue for some people, but no one gives a fuck. We've been treating black people in this country like shit for a lot longer than, you know, just then. It happened. It didn't just happen on January 26th, but no one makes fucking noise about it until this day of the year. And that's what annoys me. If you care about it, be consistent. Don't just fucking pipe up now.
And what else are you doing? Like, are you doing something to help?
People just want to share an Instagram post and go, I'm an ally, and then the rest of the year do nothing else. Do nothing. It's like, and I'm not saying you shouldn't care about it. If you care about it, that's awesome. But be fucking consistent, because it's the same with any issue. You can pick trans, you can pick gay rights, whatever.
Ukraine,
people want to, Ukraine, whatever. People just want to grandstand and do a bit of, and I'm not saying everyone, some people do genuinely care about it. That's great. But what bothers me is when people get divisive and just want to go, look at me, I'm a good person.
It's what it is virtue signaling.
It's exactly it. And realistically, we're all pieces of shit. Just accept it.
Yeah.
look
at me, this is what I'm doing.
I'm a good ally.
Yeah. You know,
that's what bothers me about it.
Man, this is, so I was always a pretty staunch defender of Australia. I was like, nah, don't. And the reason I was like that is because of the reasons that I saw people wanting to change the date. They wanted to change it because they were like, nah, this is, we need to go against white people, yada, 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 yada. But as I got older and I started to realize that, yes, they are the loudest, but they're not the actual reason, right? The real reason is that a lot of Aboriginal people, Indigenous people, Torres Strait Islander people, they see this date as a date that signifies an attack on their culture.
Well, it's it definitely is. It's like, it's when, you know, the colonization, which was like a brutal disgust. Like, you read some of the stuff that like people colonized this country did to Aboriginal people. It's fucking it's beyond.
But it's evil.
It's evil.
But the problem with that is this happened. White people did this all over the globe, and prior to that, people of all different colors did this to every other color in history.
Yeah.
This isn't a white thing. This is a human thing.
Yeah, people suck.
People are horrible, and particularly
we're all pieces of shit.
We are. You go back through history and you look at the heinous shit that happens over the globe. Look at the Chinese with the Muslim Uyghurs at the moment.
Oh boy,
mate! Like this happens all over. This is what happens when power takes over people. Yeah. They see people as less than
human.
You then look at the Stolen Generation. I was having a chat to my mate Derek Vale, who's an Indigenous man. This morning I was talking to him. And he said, mate, they weren't stolen. How can they be stolen if no one was charged with it? If you steal something, you get charged with it. The person who gets the property gets charged with it. They were kidnapped. They were kidnapped out of their homes. Mm. All because white people sat there and this isn't you or me, white people, or Gieb. This is people, you know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago. This isn't us.
And the other thing that I thought of too with people that have the issue with people, because then now it's become an issue of like people are – like shaming people. Anyone that does want to celebrate Australia Day is being shamed now, which is like the same thing with everything. There's not a person that's celebrating today that would be celebrating a genocide or an invasion.
Not one person.
What anyone that wants to celebrate today, which I think they should be fully within their rights to do. You've travelled, I've travelled. Gabe, I don't know if you've travelled or not. You've been to England, you've been to the United States. They suck. Australia is by far the best country on the planet.
Without a doubt.
Weather.
People.
People. Fucking beaches.
Food. Money, housing. Everything. Everything. It's great.
And like this country's got its problems like everywhere else, but this is, in my opinion, and it's going to sound like very nationalist, but this is the best country in the world.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being nationalist.
It's not, but this is the best country in the world. I've lived in England. I've lived in, you know, there's good parts of every country, but Australia is by far the best country in the world. And I think people should be entitled to go out and say, I mean, if we have to do it on another day, that's fine.
Whatever.
But again, I just don't like the shaming thing. They're going, you shouldn't be out doing anything today. It's like, you can do whatever you fucking want.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you will not find a person that's out there celebrating today that's going, how good was the genocide? That's not what anyone's celebrating. They're celebrating this.
Yes.
That's absolutely what people are celebrating. And that's what annoys me. I don't like the divisiveness. People go, oh, well, you're doing it. It's that thing. It's like, well, if you're not being somber, then you're this. If you're not this, you're this. It's that divisive. It's that bipartisan. It just fucking, it's wrong. And it annoys the fuck out of me.
And if you, and this is what I came to the conclusion of, if it upsets Indigenous people, if someone's auntie or their nana or whatever, like they genuinely cry on this day, then fucking change it.
Change a date. But who cares? Change a date. I think we should change a date anyway. It's pretty clear that.
But.
Yeah.
You change it, you'll still have the exact same people.
You will.
Who are, as you said, white people who are virtue signaling, saying, no, this is not a day to celebrate Australia. We need to, it needs to be a day of remembrance.
Yeah. And
so you won't ever win. This is, you can't win with these people.
No.
And when I say these people, I'm talking about white people.
I know. I'm
talking about white. What do you mean?
What do you mean, you people?
I'm talking about white people who are trying to get. I'm talking about white people from Melbourne.
It's generally like people who live in affluent suburbs that have the most to say about this stuff.
Exactly. But what's wrong with, like, I know Nat being a nationalist is usually pretty, you know, high up there with being a Nazi, but what is wrong with being...
you're like one down.
But what's wrong with being really proud? Like, I think it's wonderful to be proud of your country, proud of your people. And I also think that Aboriginal culture is sort of like my culture too. Because this is the country I was born in. That's its history.
Yeah.
Is that not... I know it's a bit of a strange thing to say, but... Wouldn't it be?
It's funny because as a white dude, you are kind of like as an Anglo-Saxon with heritage.
Let me just finish with what I was saying with that is I feel more attached to Aboriginal culture than I do Scottish culture where my family comes from 200 years ago.
Well, it makes sense because you've been here for longer.
Yeah.
And you've probably had more to do with Indigenous culture than 100%. Yeah, it's an interesting one. I can only speak on like our experiences, but like as a white guy, especially like you grow up like playing footy with like Aboriginal boys and like Koori boys and that where we're from. And it can be like, and the more that Indigenous cultures come to prominence, like footy teams having Indigenous days, you sometimes like, you obviously like you love the boys, but it can be a hard one to go and like, oh, you don't wanna, you can feel like sometimes you know you're stepping on their toes or it's kind of awkward to get involved in the culture. And I remember having a beer, we did, like my old footy club did a really good Indigenous day a few years ago. And I was saying,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
And Randall, the guy that ran it, like he was sort of spearheading it, and he was like, I said to him, I was like, oh, what's the, like, if I score a try, can I do a shake leg? Is that like inappropriate? And he's like, mate, I would fucking love that. So like, they were like, yes, let's go. Like, it's all about love and like, but it can be kind of funny. Like if you're a white guy and you kind of can sometimes feel a little bit like, oh, like, you know, it's, it can be hard to get involved in the culture. It's very cool.
Well, I, whenever I don't know if anyone else does this, but whenever I shake an Indigenous man's hand, I do one normal shake, one up like that. I do, and then back like that.
This is the rule of thumb. It goes white man, black man, and then you go Pac Man.
Oh, right. No, I do that up and then back, and they immediately.
You're actually talking about handshake. Yeah. I didn't know if you're serious or not.
No, I am. Do you know the handshake I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the Indige handshake.
I didn't know it was like the boys for the boys. Yeah.
No, that's what. That's how. If you're a black fella, that's how you shake hands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Not that I'm a black fella, but but that's a respect. Indigenous people watching this, let me know. That's a respect thing to do because they immediately see you do that and they go,
respect. He knows.
He's cool.
He's one of us.
But I always get handshakes wrong with regardless of race. I fuck it up just about every time.
Just don't do the Nazi salute and they're usually fine.
I mean, I get that wrong sometimes too. Yeah. I have one cool handshake. I got a Maori mate and he's like, did I tell you about that? And he's like, we should have a handshake. And I was like, what, like a, you know, you see like the footy players?
Yeah.
I have one friend over. Like a cool handshake. And my mates make fun of me every time I do it. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, shut the fuck up, I'm cool.
No, I'm not cool enough to do those.
Going through the live stream comments here, someone asked, out of curiosity, what do you think they should change a date to if they do?
Have a clue.
That's the thing, isn't
There'd
it?
There'd be heaps of good ideas, though.
But if May 8 is the, May 8 is the big idea. May. Yeah.
May 8
That's so corny.
May 8 makes so much sense.
And also, everyone loved your take, Blue, on... Australia Day on your first rant.
Oh yeah, I get fired up about it because I just hate
mine.
I'm reading the comments.
It does. It just fires me up because like, it's fucking. There's enough stuff to get upset about, and it's like these people want to. They do. They want to keep the.
What are you giggling at?
So your handshake thing is 90% true, but
what do you mean?
What do you mean 90% true?
That's just coming from a custodian in the comments.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, let me know. How do I sort out the tapping sticks involved?
You must be missing another.
Yeah, you're missing like it's a four-step slap up, and you're only getting three of them.
Well, how am I supposed to get it all? I'm not Indigenous. Well, I don't fucking know what I'm talking about.
No,
Jesus
we don't.
Christ.
But yeah, that's what annoys me. Like, because we don't know. Like, none of us know what we're talking about. But people want to come out. You don't do anything. Like you're a PT Instagram model. Don't start fucking
posting. Shut your fucking mouth.
They want to go like, oh, well, this is how you can be a good ally. It's like, you're not an ally. Like you just shut up.
There's this other one that I think it was Clementine Ford.
I'm getting fired up.
Put this forward. about pay the rent. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that was something in Vice. I didn't understand it.
So they want you to.
I was like, I pay my rent every week.
They want you.
I got enough going.
They want you to donate money to Indigenous, so there was go to news stories because there was one madness at Fury at Indigenous push for the fucking geez I cannot read today.
I can't read that screen.
I can't read out loud. Backlash over call to pay weekly rent to Indigenous Australians. Pauline Hanson has led the charges. Backlash.
Oh, that's all you need to see right there. Pauline Hanson has led the charge. You're like, this could be bad.
Now. The scheme pay the rent would
Pauline
work.
Pauline Hanson leading anything's not good.
So forget Pauline Hanson. The scheme pay the rent would work as a voluntary weekly payment to a body led by Aboriginal elders and managed without interference from the government. The program has been quietly operating in Victoria, encouraged non-Indigenous people to pay a percentage of their income to Aboriginal people out of respect.
So like reparations kind of thing?
Yeah, that's fucking not happening. Not a chance. That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that somewhat patronizing as well? Is like they can't
it's
look
the
after
money
themselves.
From the white people.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that
fucking? I'm not paying anyone anything. That's my money.
Yeah, I know. But you're a fucking tight. You're
fucking
tight.
That is my money. I've worked hard for it. Get your fucking hands off.
That seems somewhat maybe a little bit patronizing.
Feminist
too.
Author Clementine Ford and Green Senator Lydia Thorpe. Oh, they're both
couple of your boys
among the high profile identities who voiced their support. I guarantee you, they're not paying anything. And if they are, show us the receipts.
Yeah, well, but like something like this to me just looks like virtual signaling because like not that it, I'm sure it does, like the money probably does help, but it also just seems like a thing where people could, I can't imagine that these people would not be posting these receipts to their Instagram stories like I've paid the rent, have you?
Also,
this just seems like a chance.
Why is it up to us to do it?
Well, it's up to everyone.
Reparations is ridiculous based on the principle of these people aren't being affected right now.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't really have an opinion on that one way
or
the other.
Wasn't there an act of getting done for reparations recently?
That was rape. That was
reparations.
You know.
No, there was old mate who played fucking what's his name? Does the circles?
This will be good.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, he does the circle.
Yeah, he does.
On the...
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. He does the circles.
Fuck, you're going to be good by your fourth podcast this summer. Just a drooling mess. He does the fucking circles.
All right, well, does he or does... So, Benedict Cumberbatch could be fourth.
Yeah, what's his name? Old Cum Hands.
Old
Spider-Man, that's it.
Old Juice Fingers. Benedict Cumberbatch should be forced to pay reparations for slave-owning ancestors. So why would we pay for something that we didn't do?
Yeah, I don't know. I've honestly never, not really given any thought to the subject.
And if you...
Because I normally think everything through before I say it.
Now, let me say this. Let's say you're an Indigenous family and you've lived in the same area for... Your family's lived there for 100 years, right? And in the 50s or the 60s, the White Australia policy moved out some of your ancestors. Then, okay, maybe there's something to be said for what they took from you. But it's not up to you or I or Gabe to pay for that. That's a government thing.
Leave Gabe out of this.
That's not up to us to sort out, right? Yeah. And I guess people are saying, and what I'm saying for that, I'm not a fan of the reparations argument. What I'm saying is, if there is something that Indigenous communities need, then it should be funded by the government.
Yeah.
There are enough people paying enough taxes that you should be able to find that cash to sort out a library, sort out proper roads, sort out proper... Because there are places in Australia where Indigenous people don't have access to fucking running water, to, you know, sanitary
and you're right, sanitation. We do pay enough tax in this country.
We do pay enough. Should
get sorted out.
So sort that shit out, right? The federal government should be sorting that shit out. Instead of spending all this money on X, Y, Z, or sending fucking weapons to the Ukraine.
Or fucking billion-dollar stadiums. They just keep building
stadiums.
We've got enough fucking footy stadiums.
Build a fucking water treatment plant in Alice Springs, you dumb fuck.
No, we're going to bulldoze the SF and build another one.
Why did they do that?
That was insane. That is fucking retarded.
It was a perfectly good stadium.
It's fine. It had heaps of history and they're like... And all I can notice is the seats, it's got cool coloured seats now. It's fucking stupid.
Put some new seats in.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we've spoken enough about that, but it fires me up and like, obviously, yeah. If like, I think we should probably change the date, but like you said, you're never going to please everyone. I just don't like the fucking... The wokesters.
Yeah, change it. And I think, I don't know how we recognize.
People will be shitty that this podcast is happening on Australia. People will be like, you shouldn't fucking do that.
Oh, good. Don't watch it.
I mean, I know.
I could not give two shits.
No, please watch it. Please watch it.
Some guy sent me this like 4-page email the other day based on.
I'm sure you read the whole thing.
He goes, I know you don't read your comments, but I'm autistic and I want you to read this.
You're like.
I read that.
I'm in.
Got immediately out.
Yeah. It's like when you see Led by Pauline Hanson, you're like, I'm out.
If you start off your fucking email to me with, I'm autistic, I'm a fucking, I'm whatever. I just can't. I can't.
I get a lot of messages these days that are to pass on to you. Like,
oh, what?
Because people are like, no, your inbox is too full.
My box is full.
But old Bluey's box is fucking needs to get filled.
Yeah.
And people be like, oh, I sent Butsy this, but he hasn't read it. Can you show him? I'm like, no. It's so good. They're like, oi, sent Butterfield this, but can you show him this? I'm like, yeah, mate, no worries.
Just don't show him.
On the subject of sending us stuff too, I did want to say, because we were meant to have a guest today.
Yes.
And we asked for questions last night.
Right. We're still going to have that guest.
I just wanted to say, because I'm a fucking idiot, I don't know how. So people send these questions in. I see all the questions and thank you for sending the questions in. If you listen to this, I appreciate the question. I don't know how to write back and say thank you for the question. Like, because people send in really funny, good questions and I want to go like, hey, thanks heaps for that. I'll make sure I ask it or whatever. But I can't reply to them because they don't come into my inbox. They come up as just notifications. Oh, right. So just wanted to say, if you're listening and you sent me a question, I have read it. Thank you. I just fucking don't know how to say thank you. So I'm saying it now. Yeah.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Louis's, no, I feel bad because heaps of people send in good questions and then like today we're not even going to read any, but... Yeah.
We'll use them. Just screenshot them.
There's some pretty good questions.
Screenshot them. We'll use them.
Some good ones last week.
For Lee Priest one.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My back's so fucked after training with him.
Well, what was our favourite Lee Priest moment? What was your favourite?
I mean, seeing his cocks up there.
So, I mean, obviously
it's going to be hard to beat.
We didn't show it on the podcast, but... the photo, but his cock was so blood red.
Oh man,
I've never seen anything like it.
Red as the devil's dick.
Red as the devil's cock. It was outrageous.
Yeah, he's lived a life and still living. Good to see.
He must be in pain. Too much weights.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how's, like you said,
I
your
body? One session and I'm fucking dead.
Did you say you hurt your back? You did one session with him and hurt your back?
Well, I think because I've had issues with the rounding of the back, like in squats and stuff, because we're doing leg press. My back was rounding way too much.
20,000 reps on leg press will do it.
So my back's been fucked this week. Or it could have been from something else. I don't fucking know. I do have mice in my retaining wall. I need an answer to how to fix that. Does anyone know?
Pellet gun.
Because I opened the fucking door last night and two little mices ran up into my retaining wall.
Oh, really?
So I don't know whether to get like some spray expanding foam and put it in there, but then I worry about
suffocating.
That's what I thought, but then it might smell.
Yeah, you got dead mice smell. Get a BB gun.
See me getting Colin Schumack, get a snake out of here for a day.
Yeah. But then what's going to get the snake?
Exactly.
A bigger snake.
A bigger snake. And then I'll have to get like a lion and maybe some cane toads.
A honey badger. They eat snakes.
Nah, but he works for too many companies. Oh, he's busy.
His schedule's probably pretty busy.
But yeah, so I am dealing with that. So if anyone's got any suggestions, Gabe, keep an eye out on the chat. I was Googling it last night and just came up with nothing. I've got a challenge for everyone listening. There's a challenge for you.
We want everyone to better themselves here on this
podcast. No, definitely not. Do you have access to your partner Jesse's passcode for a phone?
Yeah.
So you know how to get into it.
Yeah.
So I know Claire's, she knows mine.
Jesse knows mine, yeah.
We know Gabe's.
Of course we know Gabe's.
This is the challenge. Because oftentimes Claire will go and do something for 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute and she'll leave a phone on the lounge.
Mm.
Every single time she does that, I go onto Google and I search two things. Big black cock.
But yeah, it's already there when you open it. She's already been. Oh, beat me to it.
Or just something strange like Asian lady's asshole or fucking come on face.
Nice.
Or whatever. And I put it on the phone. I get the image as big as I can and I lock it.
Don't mind that.
And I just leave it there.
That's very funny.
And so what I want to issue a challenge for the podcast, all right? And I'm going to give a prize. We'll come up with a prize.
Yeah.
I want you to do it to your partner's phone.
And film their reaction.
Yeah. All right?
What do we call it? We've got to come up with a name for this prank. Porn phoning. That's not very good.
That's really funny.
Because it could porn phoning.
Getting black.
I can imagine. Yeah, getting black. Yeah. I can imagine. I'm doing. This is what I think all the reactions will be like. It'll just be the girls going, seriously. Like that'll be. All right, they'll pick their phone. I'll go,
let's do it.
Fucking serious.
Big black. Has to be a big black dick. Because you're not going to get a big white dick. They're boring. A big black dick. I'm going to call it getting black.
Yeah. You got to black your missus.
Send them to the Cancel Me Now Instagram, guys.
Send it to the Cancel Me Now Instagram. Send us the video of you blacking your missus.
That's really funny.
I think so.
I like it.
I think it could be a great segment. We've got the new TV here, so we may as well watch
it. We can play the reactions.
We can play the reactions.
Yeah.
And so don't film the actual...
cock.
The cock. Try and avoid that. We will. We can get around it, I guess.
Yeah, we can just blur them out.
We can blur them out, Gabe.
Yeah,
I mean, then you have to stare at dicks all day, but I'm sure you do that anyway. Sure,
he's always got one tab open.
Before Gabe was took over the running of this enterprise, I had an editor who was a lady, and she's a very nice lady, but I often did like videos on OnlyFans. And when I do a video on OnlyFans, I send my editor the uncut version.
Of course.
So of the screen record. And I don't post it because I don't want to fucking fuck around with people's business and all that type of stuff. I don't want to give away free shit or anything. You know what I mean?
People's income, mate. People's someone's income, livelihood.
Even if you are a whore. And so I'd send it to her and I did the Nikocado Avocado one through her. And
a lot of buttholes in that.
Just his giant asshole. And this poor woman. But she said, I met
her. That's obviously why she quit.
I only met her once and I said, how do you find all that? She goes, oh, I'm fine with it. I was like, really? She goes, well, I used to work at this, at a media company. I don't know if it was Channel 9 or Channel 10 or whatever.
Brazzers.
Brazzers. And and she used to, you know, when there's a dead body that's being filmed, she used to get the raw footage and used to blur it out. So if someone's body was mangled on the road or whatever, she would blur it all out. But still, I think that Nikocado Avocado's asshole is worse than that.
Yeah, tough wank. That's fucked.
Man, that whole... I don't know if I ever showed you those clips, but it's full on.
I feel like I saw them. Nikocado's butthole.
Yeah.
And he's just on the bed like... I did. That stuff stays with you.
I think I might still have it. We can show you.
Let's get it up. No, don't get it up. for the Patreon. We're looking at buttholes on Patreon today.
You talk about buttholes. You brought a video that I wanted to watch.
Oh, yeah. So I was on the Gold Coast recently. This video is not from that.
Yep.
But I was on the Gold Coast. Anyone who's been to the Gold Coast knows you go there for three things. Two things, really. Hollywood Showgirls.
Yep.
And the slingshot.
Did you go to Hollywood Showgirls this time?
Not this time, but on this particular trip I did, not my most recent trip.
How was your trip? Because you sent us a clip.
That was sick.
Did we play that on this show?
I think we played it with Lee last week. But
yeah, we did. Played it with Lee.
So you were pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was the punters, annual punters club trip. And so we save up all our money all year. We pool our resources. We gamble. The money we win goes into the kitty. And there's about 12 of us. And we go away. Last year we went to the Boxing Day Test in Melbourne.
Yep.
This year we went to the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast. So we go away once a year and just annihilate ourselves for 3 days.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. This year, we were going to do the podcast on my return on Monday, and I was not well. I was not well, but it was great. But this video we're about to watch was from a Buck show that we were on the Gold Coast for about mid last year, and it was on the slingshot after a lot to drink and some narcotics. So
if you listen to this, head over to the Cancer Me Now podcast. It'll be on probably on Instagram as well. But
the thumbnail looks good already.
But if you go over to Cancer Me Now on YouTube, you'll be able to watch this. Gabe, are you able to share the screen?
He's fucking good, this bloke.
Oh, mate.
He's good.
Okay, so you're very green. Okay, so how many beers have you had at this point?
We've been drinking all day.
We've got sand through our
heads. I've been drinking. Isn't it?
That's weird. That's okay.
That's all right.
Do we need the sound or not?
I don't know. It's pretty funny. But yeah, we've been drinking all day. And this is about, and we were actually on the way to Hollywood Showgirls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is the perfect, just stop in for a quick slingshot on the way to the strip club.
So who's this bloke you got at
this? This is the Buck. This is my good mate, Tommy.
Okay.
It was his Buck show. And he's, I learned afterwards, petrified of heights. Fuck. But I'd obviously bullied him. I was like, you're getting on. And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. And I'd obviously been very belligerent.
That shit you tried to do on my Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And bullied him into getting on.
Okay, so you're on. Take us through. We don't have any sound, but take us through.
That's all right. Yeah, so they give you a countdown. And Tommy, you can see, he's not enjoying himself.
Back.
You go back, mate, watch.
No.
It's so good. It's so good. Mate, why do we take off?
And you already heaving?
I was high as a kite. No, I was very fucked up. Oh, we got sound?
Got some sound?
Yeah, we got sound. Count
us down from 50. Listen to me. I'm 50. Fucking hammered.
50. 50.
50. 50.
48. 47. 46. 45. 44.
Oh!
Oh!
Fuck that! Fuck that!
Oh, Bluey, you fucking man! Holy fuck!
And I go for the knuckles, and he just leaves me hanging. He just keeps leaving me hanging.
Knuckle him! Knuckle him!
Oh, second try. Nothing.
He's so mad at me.
Third try.
There we go.
Oh, hold on.
Mate. And there's an amazing view. There's an amazing view once you start coming.
I heard you say, like, fucking laugh.
Yeah. I would encourage anyone who's on the glitter strip to go drinking all day and get on the slingshot. It's fucking so fun. Tommy's not happy with me.
Did you feel sick?
Nah.
Wow.
Have you seen the videos like people passing out and stuff on?
I have.
That's very scary. No, fortunately I didn't pass out.
Ask him, when's the ride start?
I'm so tough.
There's
great work, Gabe. That's nice use of the TV.
There's a bit in there. I don't know if you can hear it, but Bluey just goes, "Oh no, let's go to the strippers."
We were literally, there was our hotel. It was perfect. Like, there was a hotel, the slingshot was about 100 metres, and then I think about another 300 metres is Hollywood Showgirls.
That's great.
The Gold Coast.
That's hilarious.
Just always delivers. But, yeah. And I actually went to another show on the weekend just gone. saw a muser. Hence the you've seen him rocking a very
stone cold Steve Austin sort of look.
Suspicious goatee and mustache at the moment. So we went to the Enmore Theatre, home of Isaac's sold out comedy special.
Hello.
And it's a nice theatre.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Newtown's cool. I always bag Newtown, but it's actually really cool.
It is cool.
And we went and saw a guy called Mark Rebier. He's he's an improvisational musician.
Okay.
He's from Dallas, but he's in New York, like where they all go to make it. And he's amazing. So he has like a keyboard with his like synthesizer and all the loop pedals. All the effects and a loop pedal.
Okay.
And he improvises every single show. It's like going up and doing a brand new comedy set
that
every time you perform.
Horrifying.
Mate, he is incredible. He plays in a bathrobe and his undies on underneath and he has the weird goatee and the mustache.
Yeah.
And
what does this bloke look like?
Mark Rebier, if you could, MARC REBB. Yeah, first one there. Yeah. So he's amazing. So he does it. He does a brand new show every single time he goes out. And he improvises the whole thing. He makes his beat. He does funk. He does hip hop. He does jazz.
Where did you find this dude?
He popped up. So he got really big in COVID. So and I forgot to mention, all his songs are ridiculous. He sings about like eating ass and fucking like shagging your nan. And like he's fucking hilarious. He's a complete weirdo, but he's amazingly talented. And I think he blew up over COVID. So he was obviously performing a lot. And then when COVID happened, he couldn't perform, especially in New York. And he just started streaming. So he'd live stream his sets and he'd just do like a live stream every Sunday. And he's got like, I think he's got about 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube now. And then when COVID's finished, he's like selling out Red Rocks and did two shows at the Enmore, sold out. And
so he's pretty talented.
He's like unbelievable and really funny and really weird and like fucking sick. So that was really good. And that's why I have a bad
master.
I might keep it.
Why don't you?
I was like, Jesse hates it. And I was like, I kind of like it.
Well, it's all about the image with the blue. I was saying to Blue the other day that he needs to push his own Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
So are we going to do that? What's going to happen? Because we should do it on the podcast.
Yeah. I'll just have to get more content for it. Just need more content.
Well, I think that people should be able to, unless you're going to incorporate the Daily Blue with photos of you and stuff.
Yeah. I should leave the Daily Blue, I think. It should be the news.
Separate.
That's just say for news-related business.
Okay.
And then just make another Instagram
for blue content.
Blue content. I'll do Blue's Chews on that.
Well, how is Blue's Chews?
People seem to be enjoying it.
And what?
The Chews. The chewing.
What?
Blue's Chews.
It's where he reviews
food. I review food. I've been doing food reviews. I've just been doing food reviews.
No, I do know what you mean. I thought you meant videos. Are you doing videos?
No, but Gabe is like, start doing videos. Gabe thinks I should do videos.
I think you should too.
Yeah.
I think absolutely.
And that, because we're going to America in a few months. I'm going to do a lot of chewing over there.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Did you go to any gun ranges when you're in America?
In Hawaii, I did.
Yeah. I want to get gun fever.
You should. When I went to Hawaii, I can't even remember what I shot. It was so long ago, but it was fucking great.
Yeah.
Like AK-47, all that type of stuff. They didn't have fully automatic in Hawaii. Apparently, that's illegal.
Soft.
And apparently, if in this particular gun range, if you fire in quick succession, you can get kicked out. But old mate was pretty cool with me. He goes, "Yeah, just go for it, mate.
Just let her rip, son."
Yeah. And Claire couldn't go in because she was pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, so don't knock Jesse up.
No, well,
she won't be able to go in. Josh didn't just pretend to point a gun at a baby,
an imaginary baby.
Someone said you're going to take over KFC with that thing, Bluey.
What's that?
The Colonel Sanders.
The Colonel.
Colonel. He was fairly racist by all reports. Remember that great urban legend, like the a percentage of KFC's profits still went to the Klan?
Yeah. Yes. That might be true. Who knows?
I mean, let's not look into it, but it's probably true.
You know the fist emoji you send to people?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
That one?
No.
Or the punching one.
Can you look up the fist
the
emoji?
One, there's one that goes sideways.
Front on.
The front on one.
Front on one. Yeah, like knuckles.
Is that like you want to fist someone?
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
No.
I'd say it's just like a knuckles or a punch.
It's a knuckle.
Yeah, like knuckles.
It's like, hey, knuckles,
respect.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
I only learned that last week.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was like, fuck yeah.
I mean, it's all about context.
That one. The first one. I thought that was like, you know, like you say to someone, oh, let's do that. And you're like, yeah.
I mean, it's all about context. I think that emoji sucks because I see it the most when people are like, 2023 going to be my year. Like, get out of my way.
I think
that one's a bit different.
Gabe always sends me the handshake emoji.
Yeah, Gabe loves his handshake.
I love the handshake emoji.
He's like, what do you reckon, boys? Podcast Thursday? We're like, yeah, mate, no worries. And he goes, handshake emoji.
Deal. Done deal, mate.
Done deal.
Done deal.
What's everyone's favourite emoji?
Everyone just hate them. Everyone destroys the laughing face emoji. We hammer the laughing face emoji even when it's not warranted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. When you're someone sends you like a shit text and you like can't be bothered replying, so you just give them laughing face emoji. So I'm a three man personally.
So if we get three from you, you know if
you. You know I don't give a fuck. You know I'm fully tuned out. I always think because you're going ha ha ha.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Yeah, there's a bit of logic to it. Method to the madness.
I just write ha ha. I don't have time to be clicking.
See, I think that's even less. I'm give less of a fuck.
Triple ha's because two ha's makes you look like you're that's actually when
you,
off them.
You definitely don't give a fuck.
It's like, ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Talking about people being off me, my beautiful dog, Rosie.
Oh, Rosie's a sook.
She's off
She's
me, man.
Poor Rosie. So, I love it. Come in, Littlefoot's like, I went and made a coffee before. You got the lounge out there. Like the green room. I call it the green room.
Yeah.
And Littlefoot's just sitting there like, come on, Bluey, come and sit down next to me. Sit down and head on the legs. And went upstairs to make coffee. Rosie's like, what are you doing in my house?
Get out, swine.
Get out of my house.
You peasant.
Yeah.
Rosie's crook. She's got a thing called Cushing's disease. So it means you
too much time on the cushions.
Apparently. Yeah. It's an overactive pituitary gland. So it's a tumour in the brain.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's not so funny now.
Yeah, nice one, Blue.
I feel bad for making a joke.
But anyway, she's
not tumor.
She's doing all right. We're working out the medication and all that type of stuff. But she has to take two tablets every morning. Now, she's very, very sneaky with taking tablets. You wrap it up in food, she finds a way to spit it out.
I know.
Now, I don't know how intelligent dogs are to the point where they know that I'm giving them medication. But what I do every morning is I give her some food after the medication. She gets that. But I have to get wear gloves when I'm getting the medication out because it's a hormone sort of thing. So I have to like open her mouth and stick it down her throat. And she has to have it at the same time every day. So I do it at like 8:05 every single day. And I have to force it down her throat. So I'm worried that she's just waking up every morning and dad walks over and tests a gag
You're
reflex.
You're going to get throat fucked by
like
dad.
That's what she's copping. She's getting like, oh, yeah, dad just sticks his fingers down my throat every single morning at 8:05.
Yeah, that would not be a pleasant start to the day. I'd like it, personally. I get Jesse to do that most mornings with my vitamin C tablets.
Yeah, it's fucked. Of course,
that sucks.
Just dad's coming to test me gag reflex again. Here he comes. It's awful. I feel terrible.
We've got a golden retriever called Hansel.
Hansel.
Hansel. So hot right now. And Hansel was a sick boy this week. Oh. Jesse's been doing a bit of gardening.
Yeah.
You know those nice leather, like sort of not full on like gardening gloves.
Yeah, I know gloves.
And gloves?
I've heard
on your
gloves.
Hands. Oh, yes. Yeah. These ones are made of leather. And Jesse's like, you seen my gloves? I was like, nah, I fucking haven't. No. She goes, you been doing any gardening? I was like, do you think I've been doing? No, I haven't seen your gloves.
And with this mustache and goatee?
No way. No. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, the dog looks a bit sick.
Oh,
and he's like limping around. We're like, oh boy, he's eating the gloves. So he's like, he struggled out this pool and we're like, oh, bit of glove. There's like a finger off one of the gloves. Like, you beauty.
Yeah.
And then he's drinking all this water.
Oh,
we're going,
no.
He's gonna yak this up. So we're we're watching him. We're going, oh, it's all right, mate. It's all right. And he was just lounging around. And I finally went, fuck it. He'll be sweet. If he's not, we'll take him to the vet. I'm kicking back on the bed and I hear this. And I was like, here we go. And he's going, it spits up this whole glove. I don't know where the other one is. He's fine now. This was like 3 days ago.
Oh, my God.
He's completely fine now. But he's yacked up this whole fucking glove. And me and the missus were like, yes. And then he's like, and then it's like nothing happened. He's just like, let's have some biscuits.
Man, Goldens and Labradors.
They're retarded.
Are retarded.
They're completely retarded.
Mum's Labrador.
They just eat everything.
Mum will like, just constantly eat socks. Like, we'll find them anywhere. Mum dropped a sock when she was getting off the line the other day.
Yeah.
Boom, gone. Yeah. Like a fucking shark.
Hansel eats tissues. Because Jesse's always got allergies. So there'll be tissues around Hansel, or like my cummy tissues.
Yeah, sure.
Well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And he's just always like, you just see him. He's like, what have you got? And he's got a fucking big bundle of tissues in his mouth. Loves cummy tissues.
Don't we all?
Maybe not cummy ones. But
Fucking dogs, man. Well, yeah. I think I've told this story before, but Littlefoot likes eating poo.
I mean, who doesn't?
So be careful when you kiss him. Rosie did this big long turd at mum and dad's one afternoon. He ran and grabbed it and ran away. Do you know?
Like a dog with a stick.
No, like a dog with, yes, but like a dog with, can you Google this, Gabe? Dog with dynamite in its mouth. This is what it reminded me of. Do you remember that from when we were kids? Dog with Down syndrome came up. Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah, just give me a Google
image. I got to say, the addition of this TV is fucking the best thing ever.
Where's the cartoon? Yeah, come on.
It's not actually someone's been blowing up dogs.
Well, this is not what I wanted. Not getting it. There's a particular car. There's like a story, right?
Like Wile E. Coyote kind of thing?
Nah. Go back. Get rid of... Just go Dogwood Dynamite.
In mouth.
Story. Dogwood Dynamite story. Get rid of your... Get rid of your fucking cartoon bit.
Isn't it a cartoon though?
No, it was a story when we were kids. It's like an old...
The old fable about the dog and the gelignite.
You're not going to get it.
Yeah, no, there it is. Go up. See the one...
Which one?
The fourth one along. That one. Click that.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. Clifford the Big Dead Dog.
Anyway, no. Nah. But you know what I mean. So
ha ha.
He runs along and then eats it. It's gross. We're all chasing him and screaming. But anyway... He did the same thing. He like 4 hours later starts going, oh, oh.
He yacked up the turd.
On the carpet at our rental, spewed this big, sorry if you owned that rental, spewed this giant fucking pooey vomit. It must have been what it was like after Two Girls, One Cup was filmed because it was just pooey vomit everywhere.
I just gag thinking of that.
Pooey vomit. It was disgraceful.
Wasn't that a horrendous video?
We should watch that on the podcast.
We should watch it on Patreon. We should react to it on Patreon.
All right. All right. Well, we do have a Patreon, something coming up exclusive on Patreon. What do we got? Some type of card game.
Yeah, it's called the 5 second rule. Pretty much there's like a bunch of cards in there and you have to name like three things within 5 seconds. Okay. It gets pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh. Gabe's really good at coming up with games for us to play on Patreon. Yeah. Last one we played was fun.
Yeah, because he's from Tamworth and they've got there's nothing to do out there.
Fuck all to do out.
Sink this and play card games. That's pretty much it.
So all right, let's do that now. Let's head over to Patreon. Cool. Want to do that?
Beautiful. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, head over to Patreon. It's $1 a month. You get heaps of content. You get the fucking podcast streamed to you every single week.
Maybe some merch.
Extra merch. Yeah, merch is coming too. I've got to get that sorted.
It's exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Go and check out the Daily Blue and the Buds Barn and Gabe on the Instagram. Go and check out the something. Oh, we're on TikTok now too. Ken's
we're big on. Gabe's been crushing it on TikTok.
A couple of nearly $1 million views.
Yeah, Gabe's been fucking crushing it.
Views are up, baby.
Views are up, baby. All right, we'll see you next week. Toodle wah wah. Bye bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.